Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's jam in a few quick calls for Gerald Celente. I want to invite him back because I want to get his trends for the new year. Next week if he wants, so the week after that, whenever Gerald wants, he's on. I always love listening to him. So do our listeners. Great information. Really points out the hypocrisy and accurately predicts what's going to come in the future. And I agree with him. People finding their dignity. Everything the globalists do is about dominating us, breaking our will, like a pimp does to a woman he's drug off into slavery. And we have got to stop letting government dominate us. It's doing it everywhere because it knows what it's doing. Let's go to George in Connecticut. No. George is at first. John in Wyoming on Feinstein, listening on WWCR. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for having your great guest, Gerald Celente, on today.
You bet.
I had something happen yesterday that both of you will enjoy. I called Dianne Feinstein's office in Washington, D.C., and one of her young male staffers answered the phone. I said, as per the gun control measure Ms. Feinstein is introducing today, I said, please give her my congratulations. I had no idea she was a supporter of the Führer. I said, Adolf Hitler did the same thing to his people in 1934, and then we saw what he did to his people after he disarmed them. So I just wanted to give her a very hearty congratulations for following her guide, the Führer. And I said, by the way, if you think that anyone is going to be obeying your gun control edicts, ask her how many murderers, rapists, armed robbers, drug dealers, or gangbangers are going to turn in their firearms. I said, the answer is like her credibility, zero. I said, we saw how well the alcohol prohibition worked. We saw how well the drug prohibition has worked, and now you expect different results with the gun prohibition? I said, criminals don't obey gun laws.
And what did the creature on the other end of the line say?
He started hollering, what zip code are you calling in from? I said, never mind that. I said, I'm not a constituent, but since she introduced this legislation, I thought I would call up and...
Oh, yeah, they'll also imply that if you're not in their state, she's trying to take our rights nationwide. Shut up, Feinstein. You represent everybody. That's the stuff they pull as well. You need to call her and let her know. Thanks for waking everybody up, you pig witch. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gerald.
Oh, bravo. That was perfect. What he said was perfect. You know, not a word minced and not a word wasted. And by the way, on the Feinstein issue, I was just talking about Al Gore before and the deal that they made, you know, to get their station on all their worthless current TV on all these cable companies that would never normally carry it. But because of his connections, do you know one of the investors in there? Dianne Feinstein's husband.
Who gets banker bailout money and all the insider trading stuff that mommy's involved in. But she got the Senate Ethics Committee to tell her it was okay. So the news said, oh, she's allowed to insider trade, but you go to jail if you do. But she's better than us. She walks on red carpets.
Exactly. And again, that goes back to the Great Awakening. But that caller, that was perfect what he said because it covered all the points perfectly. Yeah, like you said, the gangbangers, all these, the rapists, the robbers, they're going to give up their guns?
Hey, Gerald, no. I want to tell people right now, because you've got to leave us, I know, you just offered to come on and write down your trends we don't have time to get to. Is your book there? Can I tell folks now when you're going to be on for an hour next week?
I don't know the exact date, but we'll get it to you later on today.
Okay, but just sometime next week you will grace us with your presence.
I promise sometime next week we will make the time to be on.
If I have a red carpet for you.
Oh, then it could be tomorrow.
No. Listen, I was joking. I'm going to start having bling and like red carpets, maybe all the...
No, I want a red carpet when I show up, you know. No, and it's true because every time you see these dictators, we'll call them presidents or prime ministers, they always have some flunky over there dressed up in a costume, you know, and they're all lined up and they're saluting. Who made this crap up? Who's paying for this? Get these guys to work.
They're very embarrassing. Gerald, thank you so much. More calls and news, special reports coming up. There goes Gerald Celente.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
If you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, we have different articles up there with the video in it titled Demand a Real Plan, documenting that government has been the biggest murderer in history in the last century, killed over 290 million. I kept saying 260 million. My memory failed. It was 290 plus million from the university studies that we show in the Demand a Real Plan 5-minute breakdown. And then under the YouTube video, we have links to the university studies and also comparable information compiled by Jews, the preservation of firearms ownership. And again, I want to thank you for joining us. We are live. It is the fourth day of January 2013. Man, wow, here we are. Time is a-flying. How fast will this year go by? Now, I went into overdrive so we can take some more of your phone calls and get to some of these special reports, because these are the type of reports that are being filed daily on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. By the way, you get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. So you can go create one membership, username, passcode, share it with 10 more people who can simultaneously use it. Incredible films, the nightly news, so much more, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the tiny bit of money we make helps fund this operation. So if you're not a member, join us with Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. And again, I'm going to launch Operation Paul Revere. I'm going to shoot a video about it today that will be on the nightly news. We'll have official rules next week. This is so much money, $100,000 in the prize that I've got to I'm just going to have a lawyer double check it because I want to be sure. People can be litigious out there. We always pay out on our prizes, but I want to make sure people understand that you're going to have to officially enter with us and officially have a contest form you sign up with. This isn't going to be just all over the map. $100,000 prize and then the chance to have us put out your next film with I got to look at the budget, but we're looking at like $500,000 for production and promotion. And I know how to put films in theaters. I've never done it. I'm just too busy to make films. I am planning to make one this year. We're going to try to put it in some theaters, but that takes a lot of work for anybody. You got to go on tour. You got to show it. You got to do it. So we're here the contest is $100,000 for a film you make. Then you just get $100,000. And then we'll also, if it fits all the criteria, put it out and sell it. But I've got to develop all those final parts of the plan. But then you get in the running from the top people in the contest we're probably going to get three or four different people at the top and come in and make a bunch of films and try to finance them. That's why it's important to buy the books, the videos, the ProPure water filters, to support our sponsors, to become PrisonPlanet.tv members, because we take that money and put it back into getting the word out. I mean, I'm up here saying I'm not turning my guns in no matter what. I mean, I'm willing to have the globalists come after me and kill me, put me in prison for this, folks. So, I mean, I'm doing whatever I think will devastate the enemy. I mean, we are here to dominate the globalists. We're not here for status. We're not here for power trips. We're not here for all the normal worldly stuff. We are here to savagely defend liberty with the First Amendment, savagely and viciously with no apologies, and with any means legally necessary ahead of civil war. We're trying to stop that. And so we want to turn your creative power loose. Look at how we did a contest for reporters, $5,000 for a female, $5,000 for a male, hired three or four other reporters that were in the running, got them here, the great job they're doing. Well, the next contest is $100,000. Okay. All right, I'm already starting to get into this. And again, I'm just so busy, up here late every night doing news reports and stuff. I haven't codified the whole rules yet, but I thought it out. And so I'll make a video about the generalities, and then I'll absolutely get the rules out by like next Wednesday. We worked over the holidays too. We were here New Year's, day before New Year's, all that, day after Christmas, whatever. We're not playing games, okay? And because we understand this is real. And the prize we want is liberty. Our blood, our name, our treasure, it's all on the line. Everything. And I want to go to David Knight's report. You just heard Gerald Celente talking about how this great turning is coming, this great awakening historically in a cycle. And it's not just one theory that proves this. There's actually dozens. But one book that came out in the 80s breaks down the fourth turning. And he's got a clip from the 90s where they predict the implosion of the market, how it would happen, what would come out of it, the tyranny, the awakening, these cycles. And there's different ways to interpret the cycles, but they're definitely there. And the globalists know there's cycles. Brzezinski writes about it. So we're going to play this, then go to your calls. We're going to the bottom of the hour here, at least that long in overdrive, and then back into retransmission at the bottom of the hour when Larry Pratt joined us. Very important intel. Let's go to David Knight, our reporter and researcher's report, The Fourth Turning. Full video for radio listeners posted at PrisonPlanet.tv right now.
I'm David Knight with the Nightly News. Now, this quote was written 9 years before the financial crisis of 2008. But it came from a book that was written in 1990, had the same ideas from the same authors, 18 years before the financial crisis. The fourth turning is due to begin shortly after the new millennium, midway through the 00 decade. About the year 2005, a sudden spark will catalyze a crisis mood. Remnants of the old social order will disintegrate. Political and economic trust will implode. Real hardship will beset the land with severe distress that could involve questions of class, race, nation, and empire. The very survival of the nation will feel at stake. Sometime before the year 2025, America will pass through a great gate in history, commensurate with the American Revolution, Civil War, and twin emergencies of the Great Depression and World War II. The basis of this prediction is a cyclical view of history that Strauss and Howe discovered by going back through American and English history back to the mid-1400s. And they discovered that just as we have seasons of weather, we have seasons of society. And just as we don't know the exact date that winter is going to come, or whether it's going to be a harsh or a mild winter, we do know that it's going to follow fall, and we do know the approximate time that it's going to come.
We take a close look at the rhythms of American history, and in our book we make the following big prediction, that beginning about 10 years from now, America is due to enter an era of crisis, an era of political and social upheaval that will last around 20 years or so until the late 2020s. We call this era a fourth turning. And we think it's going to be a big threshold for the history of our nation. It's going to be something on par with World War II and the Great Depression, or going back the length of a human lifespan before then, the Civil War, or going back the length of another human lifespan, the American Revolution. It could be a time of tragedy or a time of great opportunity.
What they found was that societies will go through four phases of high, awakening, unraveling, and crisis. Humans go through four phases of life: childhood, young adult, midlife, and elderhood. And they noticed generations where people have shared experiences and attitudes are spaced about 20 years apart. And generations are shaped by where their childhood falls within the phases of society. Now, this got my attention because I noticed that there was a repeating pattern of about 72 years between significant dates in American history as well as some other histories. For example, if you go from the time the U.S. Constitution was written in 1789 to the beginning of the Civil War, 1861, that's 72 years. Another 72 years takes us to 1933, the beginning of the New Deal, another major transformation of American society. If you go another 72 years, that took us to about 2005, exactly where Strauss and Howe had predicted a major crisis and change would occur. And in addition, if you look at the Russian Revolution, from 1917 to 1989 was about 72 years. So it seemed to fit with the life cycle of humans. In a cycle, four generations, 20 years apart, are shaped by when their childhood falls within that cycle. And the names they use in their book, The Fourth Turning, come from the biblical account of Exodus. For example, you have one generation as a prophet generation. Now think of Moses calling a generation to change. The next generation, the nomad generation, wandering in the wilderness, a period of crisis and restlessness. The following generation will be a hero generation. Think of the Joshua generation taking a promised land. That often involves a major war. And then finally, an artist generation, the generation that builds a new society. Well, where does Strauss and Howe think that we are in this cycle? The researchers see the millennial generation, those born between 1982 to 2004, as the hero generation. And they see our society entering a fourth turning, a crisis period where society will be fundamentally transformed as it was with the American Revolution, the Civil War, or the New Deal. And the last time we faced a fourth turning was the Great Depression and World War II. Strauss and Howe's predictions of 22 years ago now look prescient. And we can see the storm surge coming in our society at our time, just as if a hurricane was approaching the shore. Now, our government has been undermining the foundations of liberty for a long time. And the question is, will you be a sandbag to help hold up and protect liberty, or will you stand by as it gets swept away and we enter a new dark age of authoritarianism? I'm David Knight for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Excellent job, David Knight. We're going to skip this network break and take phone calls here. Again, a lot of other special reports right now being filed every couple hours at PrisonPlanet.tv as we fight the construction of the prison planet. So we have to recognize what's bad to then enter the new. We've studied history. People say, what's the solution? Recognize evil and then stand against it. What allows evil to take over? Laying down. You want solutions? Stop kissing government rumpus. The government is now run by evil. Does it mean every representative of it is an evil person? No, but they are forces of Mordor. We've been taken. America's run by foreign banks. Wake up to that. Restore the republic. Don't wake up. No hope. Very simple. You give aid and comfort to the foreign occupation forces when you sit there and make excuses for it or think anything it's doing is reasonable or nice. It's all about controlling you. Georgia and Connecticut contest for gun control. He has some comments on that. Go ahead and thanks for holding, sir.
Good speaking to you. I think this whole thing is basically engineered because they are trying to, because of the financial collapse, I mean, so they can basically get the little gangs that can basically come into our communities once we're gun-free and able to be victimized so that we have to run to these big gangsters, Mr. Big, for the collapse.
No, no, that's it. No, absolutely. They admit that's the plan, yeah.
So, I mean, most people got to be, we've got to raise the awareness of everybody. And I'm glad you're having a contest, but I think we should also have something like, why not get, say, the Sandy Hook, or Sandy, is it Sandy Hook? Not again.
Sandy Hook.
Whatever, where the shooting was done in Connecticut. Have them be brought together with people from survivors from Waco and Ruby Ridge and people like that and people who have survived shootings like where they had guns and say, look, this is where.
Sure. Well, that's why they let the media harass them, then the police take over and won't let anybody get near the families so they can control the narrative. That's problem, reaction, solution. But here's the deal. We're going to have a $5,000 one-month contest to do this quickly. $5,000, one winner. That'll be announced tonight as well. And people can start going right now. But it doesn't matter. Everybody wins. Putting out a video, demand a plan video that basically defends the Second Amendment along the lines of the video we put out. It can be anything you want, any style, anything. A $5,000 contest for the Second Amendment. Then we're going to have a $100,000 contest where you can make any film on any liberty issue you want. 1 minute, 2 hours, whatever, fiction, nonfiction, and then I will judge as the sole judge, who the winner is, and then out of that, you'll get hundreds of great films made. Everybody wins by getting the word out, fighting tyranny and creativity. Somebody else gets $100,000, and then I take the top five or six people, and the top person, because the winner won't necessarily get the film deal. We have to work that out. But, we're going to try to put out a bunch of different films of different budgets, depending on how much money we have. But we're planning to just launch everything at the enemy. We've got our platform ready now, and we're just going to have a major offensive. And it doesn't mean that our offensive will win, but we will inspire others to have offensives. I mean, just like this guy this last week who put out a video showing all these Hollywood stars shooting people in movies, cut between saying, turn our guns in. That's been all over TV, everywhere. It's totally destroying the enemy. And it's just another punch. We're going to fire and fire and fire and fire and fire and fire. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I thought we should also put poison pills in every one of their bills. How about adding on to each one of these gun bills that they're trying to put in there that they have to repeal the
NDAA. Or abolish the Federal Reserve. Or that all federal buildings have to be gun-free and they can't have bodyguards. Disarm the Secret Service. And they'll go, well, that's ridiculous. Exactly. Leave our guns alone, filth. You've already sucked the country dry. We know you hate us. You're not getting our guns. We know you're criminals. Shut up. Shut up. The game's over. Shut up, Ceausescu. Shut up, Stalin. Shut up, New World Order. Shut up, Queen of England. Shut up, Al Jazeera. Shut up, RT. Shut up, Chinese government. Shut up. Shut up. We're not putting up with it anymore. I appreciate your call. Shut up, scum. Let's go ahead and talk to Julio in Illinois. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Happy New Year, Alex, and everyone listening. I was planning on heading out to your neck of the woods this weekend out in Austin. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like I'll be able to do so. But there's a major conference. The American Meteorological Society is having a conference beginning Sunday through Thursday.
I'm glad you raised this. I told them months ago I want to send reporters, and the problem is we forget. Yes, our reporters work like 7 days a week by choosing because they love liberty so much. Somebody needs to go to the weather modification conference because RT came out yesterday and said, we're making it up. There's no weather mod. They're not spraying anything. Did you know that, Julio? The Russians said, shut up. So shut up.
I saw that video this morning, and I've been planning research for the last couple of months in preparation for this conference, and there's going to be people from various universities throughout the country as well as international.
Conference doesn't exist. There's no NAFTA highway. They're not coming for our guns. We're bad people. We shouldn't be upset, Julio. We should just trust our government and turn everything over to them. And, of course, we need to go to government facilities and work and labor together. Together, aren't you for the people? Don't you want to prove you're for America and go work in a forced labor camp, Julio? I mean, the Army manual says they're setting them up. I mean, what's wrong with a FEMA camp? What's wrong with, quote, re-education centers? We shouldn't be upset about that, Julio. Are you ready to apologize?
I am apologizing, Alex. I actually remember I called your show back in November of 2011, I think during the Cancun conference, the UN climate change conference in Cancun. They admit that they want to move us into mass camps in large urban areas.
No, that's in the official document. No, the UN doesn't exist either. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, none of it exists. They're good people. I appreciate your call. How dare you say government doesn't do anything but good? When the government goes and gets on the toilet, flowers come out, okay? And if you say anything else, you're a terrorist. I think it's normal to put gun owners' names in the paper and tell people where to go rob them and say they're scum and say that all gun owners are Klan members. Obviously, that's true. I mean, the government is good. Patty in Wyoming, how are you doing, ma'am?
Hi, Alex. How are you? God bless you. And, you know, God is calling out his army, and we all need to pray for each other. And I really enjoyed the commentary with you and Gerald. It was very informative and a real privilege to listen to such brilliant men.
Ma'am, you know where roses come from, right? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. Listen, I just wanted to reiterate and agree with what Gerald said earlier about psychotropic drugs. I'm a registered nurse, and I actually experience that weekly in my profession, that the inappropriate prescribing of these medications, the over-prescribing of these medications, and especially, most criminally, prescribing these medications to children. And
I've been reading where they're giving antipsychotics to three-year-olds now. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, that's good. You're going to say it wasn't good to shoot 15,000 black people up with live syphilis?
Yeah. It's criminal.
You're criminal for not liking it. The government did it. And the government injects black people to kill them. It's good.
Yeah.
And I mean, what are you, a fear monger? You don't trust the government?
No, I guess I am. I'm just, you know, a B vendetta mask wearing radical nut who needs to go to a re-education camp.
Ma'am, I agree with you. Ecoscience says they've been poisoning our water, and I think it's good. Of course we need to be poisoned by the government. The government's poisoning us. It's good.
For us, the truth, you know, it's very biblical. The truth has become the lie, and the lie has become the truth in the end times, and I really believe that.
But, that's right. And Dianne Feinstein wants our guns because she cares about us. Thank you, extremist. That lady was so extreme. ABC Angel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, this is Archangel in Pittsburgh.
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, I was just had a long talk with Mark Kessler, who's the Gilberton chief of police. And we had a long talk. And by the way, you neglected his direct phone number is 570.
Hold on, let's not give the police chief's number out.
Said it would be fine, but
we got millions of listeners, bro. You're talking about the police chief that's saying he's going to have a pro Second Amendment zone in his town.
He's
on the show Sunday. I didn't want to announce it because I like surprises, but he's on the show Sunday, right?
Yeah,
he's already
really
set up.
Happy. We had a long discussion about it. I told him about my ideas. He said he had sent it out to other mayors. I had said about the legislature and to send it to Governor Tom Corbett. I also mentioned that in the 70s or 80s years, they made a militia. The legal militia illegal. So to give this bill,
sir, that police chief does not exist, and this phone call does not exist. And Piers Morgan cares about you and your family.
Pennsylvania House and Senate reinstate the legal militia. That would give the bill teeth because there's over 2 million hunters and sportsmen registered just to hunt in Pennsylvania.
I agree. We need more police chiefs to come out and say we are going to defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And we need the states to defend our borders. It's time to understand we have an occupied government. And this has happened dozens of times in modern history, like Romania and places, where everybody just stops complying. Okay, and police, you name it. They can't get you all. I know they persecute police that aren't oppressive in most areas. You've got to just get together and start saying no, because there's no future. The globalists will steal everything if we don't stand up against them right now. Let's go to Ron in New York real fast. Ron, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Alex, a few things. How come there's been no real consequential journalistic vetting of Adam Lanza's mother? I mean, after all, according to the press, she played a central part in that.
But listen, the whole thing, if you ask me, my gut tells me it's all staged, and Batman, the Batman shooting, too, and we've got the proof, but it's just, I don't know if the public can handle it. I mean, the entire thing is scripted, yes.
Second question is, why is the mayor of New York City, the mayor of a city, having a, quote, secret meeting with the former representative Gabrielle Giffords and her husband, Mark, as though he's sending her out on some secret mission they won't discuss. And an interesting thing about her husband, Mark, back in the 90s, the man was nothing more than a naval aviator. Nothing more than a naval aviator, and I can't see the connection. He was part of a trade group that went to the People's Republic of China, government-sanctioned trade group.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. God bless you, brother. We're out of time.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, coming up the third hour, always informative. He hadn't been on this in about 3 weeks. A lot to cover on the economy, Sandy Hook, the police state. Gerald Celente of Trends Research will be joining us. We're going to have open phones in the second hour and a ton of geopolitical and economic news. Joining us for the next 20 minutes or so is Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. And if it wasn't for Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America and the members, we would have already lost the Second Amendment. And if it wasn't for them, the NRA wouldn't have been kept honest. The NRA is better than they were 10 years ago. But Larry has been forced before to point out they were founded by the federal government after the Civil War and actually supported the 68 Gun Control Act. But keeping our gun lobbies honest, never had to do that with Gun Owners of America, perfect record. Keeping the other groups honest is key. Key to not let Benedict Arnold's sneak in. We've had some big victories in Illinois. They could still sneak it back in today, but it is a big victory. They had the votes 2 days ago. But gun owners physically went there to their offices and called by the tens of thousands, as local Chicago and other newspapers report. Those stories are all up at Infowars.com. But here's some of the news. Connecticut town to burn violent video games. That's a little too much like book burning, but how about you just don't let your kids play them? Lawmaker proposes publicizing gun owners' names. That's trying to terrorize us. That's the kind of stuff Hitler did. Illinois Dems pull measure to ban weapons. Not enough votes. Marine warns Feinstein, I will not be disarmed. I've said publicly, I'm just not turning them in. Not registering. It's my line in the sand. Done. Homeland Security buys another 200,000 hollow point bullets on top of the $1.6 billion they bought in the last 14 months. And that's now over 12 times any previous one-year purchase. And it just goes on and on. That's all up at drudgereport.com. We've got reports up at Infowars.com as well that I'll go over once Larry leaves us here at the end of the hour. But DHS buys 200,000 more rounds of ammunition, more people killed with hammers and clubs than rifles. This is all info weapons. It's all truth. Ram it down the enemy's throat. Put it out on Facebook, Twitter, email, local talk radio. Don't stop. We can use their attack to actually have a counteroffensive and may actually rout the gun grabbers to a great extent and shut the door on them. Won't be the first time in history a major offensive turns into a rout against an enemy. Democide, how many people will government kill this year? Has an incredible video we produced giving the history of government killing 290 plus million, I kept saying 260 million, in the 20th century. Crass Obama photo op exploits Sandy Hook massacre, proven that it staged photos dealing with the dead kids. Just incredibly evil, along with his fake crime. Government democide and disarmament, the greatest threats to... Just a bunch of key videos, articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Larry Pratt joins us here today to talk about a host of issues. First off, I want to get into Dianne Feinstein and her bill, where she actually says forced buyback and or forced registration. What's happening there? How much trouble we're in? But then Chicago and Illinois being their model, going for almost a total ban there. How big a deal is it that we've shot that down for now? Larry Pratt, Executive Director, Gun Owners of America.
Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, sir.
Well, they're going to try. And what I have to say is I wish there were guys on our side that would be as tenacious in the face of tough fights and willing to just keep the battle going, even if there isn't that much chance of success at the moment. And that's why I see Feinstein. She probably can't get something out of the Senate, let alone the House. But that doesn't keep her from stopping because she wants to. She understands that if you don't keep the debate going, you're not going to be able to eventually change the terms of the debate. And that's one reason why our answer to the massacre in Newtown was not just an armed guard, which, frankly, we think would be, well, I guess it's better than nothing, but it's very expensive, and it means that there would be an identifiable person that would presumably be the one person with a gun at a school, and if somebody wants to commit mass murder, begin with the armed guard that's identified as the armed guard carrying the gun as a presumably, right out there on the hip, like armed guards almost always do. And once he's down or she's down, then it's Katie bar the door on the rest of them. And once again, you're forced to wait for some 20 minutes until the police are able to get there. Now, the better solution would be to encourage everybody on staff at these schools, no matter whether they're teachers or administrators or support like janitors, whatever it might be, and any parent that might be visiting, if you're qualified for concealed carry, y'all come and you're welcome to come with your gun. Right now, that's illegal. That is so stuck on stupid.
Because the mass shooters are going to break the law. They're ready to kill kids. All
exactly.
You do is keep the law-abiding citizens out. Well, what about Harold ISD that in 2007 used the state law to arm more than 10 teachers? That way somebody's always there, multiple people, and on the one in a billion chance a teacher went crazy, there'd be other teachers. A crazy teacher could already sneak a gun in. It's kind of like not arming the pilots. You trust them with a 100-ton weapon that's thousands of times more deadly than a a gun, but you don't trust them with a gun when these are about the most proficient people with machinery and equipment and tools
exactly.
out there.
And in a situation where you've got a mass murder underway, to complain that the teacher may not be professionally trained, excuse me, even when the shooter was all these mass shootings are done at very close range. And so self-defense is not something that requires Annie Oakley. It simply requires that a good guy has a gun.
Well, I mean, the so-called left always implies that women can't shoot, which is incredibly sexist. You know, in shooting competition, women are as good or now statistically in the Olympics better than men.
Hey, listen, I hate to admit it, but they pay attention better than most of us men, and they learn better. it's not something that we can disregard. And the fact is, look at what that one brave woman did. I guess she was a teacher, Victoria Soto. She had the presence of mind to hide away the kids, and then she was out running where she became a target. Why not have her have a gun, for goodness sake?
Oh, imagine what she would have done.
She had the presence of mind to use it.
Well, here's the issue. They know that the gun culture was the bedrock of the Republic, along with the First Amendment, free speech, and that it was growing and becoming very popular, so they're striking back now. But expanding on that, they know when there's another mass shooting, and the way they're advertising it, you know, there will undoubtedly, unfortunately, be some copycats. So we're in a race to get the teachers armed now. But they know when there's the next shooting that if they can just get them registered now like she wants, then she'll be able to physically get them like her and Cuomo are trying and like they've tried in Illinois. What's your breakdown on that, Larry?
Well, that's why I think it's really important that our side not be simply playing defense. I mean, there are times when you can't do anything. But even now, we can be talking about the 20 years of insanity that have led to the same result, and we keep expecting a different result every time. We create a gun-free zone, and oh, how could that person go in and shoot all those people? Well, hello, we put up a sign that said free firing zone here, come on over. I mean, they're like magnets for the scum. These people are evil. They're not stupid. And yet, by contrast, look what happened, and maybe some of the, although your listeners are better informed than almost anybody, but still, there wasn't very much attention given to what happened at the Clackamas Mall outside of Portland 3 days before Newtown. There, a guy had brought a gun into the mall, which was posted no guns, which they can do under state law, even if you had a concealed carry. And he killed two people, wounded another. Hearing that, a good guy with a gun, I'll presume that he didn't see the posting of no guns, ran to the sound of the shots, which in itself is quite remarkable. It was seen by the shooter as the shooter was unjamming his gun. So instead of getting to kill any more people, nobody having rushed him during the time he was fiddling with his gun, he then committed suicide because he saw the good guy with the gun. And my guess is that we're not going to have any prosecutions of the good guy because that wouldn't look too good on the prosecutor's resume.
Larry, we have the UN treaty coming up in March that they want to ram through the Senate. And in it, and in the original State Department Memorandum 7277, it states that once they've disarmed the people, then they're going to disarm our military and only allow there to be brigades and units assigned to the UN and NATO. We already now have the spectacle last year in 2012 of three different congressional hearings where the committees were told that NATO and the UN was commanding Obama to launch these wars and that Congress was not involved in war making or military operations now. I mean, just over the top unconstitutional, treason. And this is about guns. You know, Feinstein in a speech last week said, well, in a letter she put out, she said, well, this is embarrassing worldwide that we own guns. And even the New York Times, you know, has said, oh, foreign governments don't don't like us owning guns. We need to get rid of them. It's embarrassing. But here's USA Today. Their columnist in the article reports, for all the complaints about the leftward tilt in American journalism, it's nothing compared to news operations around the globe. Piers Morgan points to a bigger issue, and it says, why is Russian TV broadcast here in the U.S. transmitted? Arab News, Al Jazeera, you name it, BBC, Piers Morgan, why are the Chinese government, why are they calling for our guns, and why does our media give this attention and act like it's legitimate? I mean, I'm now being criticized by Russian TV because I'm pro-gun. I mean, no one would ever put up with this, but this really is this globalization, and I think that if we get the word out to gun owners through GOA and others, and I'm putting an article out with Watson today pointing out that foreign governments and media are telling Americans what to do, I think this could really backfire on them if we push this information, because it's just outrageous. Your take on that?
It's very outrageous. Almost immediately after Newtown, the Chinese perhaps were the first ones in the chorus to start singing this anti-American, anti-Second Amendment song, calling for, you know, there's too many guns in the United States, blah, blah. Well, of course there would be too many guns from their point of view, because we would use our guns to shoot the very people like them who would ever attempt any kind of government like the communist dictatorship in China being imposed here in the United States.
Yes.
It makes them nervous to think that there's any place in the world where the people are trusted with guns.
Yeah, they're tyrants. They're tyrants. I mean, the communist Chinese official People's Daily and their TV came out and said, Obama, we support you, quote, wage a war on the Second Amendment. Foreign governments saying wage war on us, and Obama's doing it.
Yeah, not that he really needed any encouragement, but I guess they can't resist it. They are so offended. I mean, there are lots of things that I'm offended about: communist China, thugocracy Russia, on down the list.
Suicide nets, forced abortions, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't expect my government to be making a big deal about it unless, well, maybe if we stop trading with them and started treating them the way they should be, we could be the kind of thing to talk about, so we'd have in mind what kind of people they are. But, you know, I don't tell the Chinese what kind of food to eat, and I don't expect them to tell me anything about freedom, because they obviously don't understand or care to know anything about freedom. It's certainly not their government that was issuing this offensive.
Well, that's a good point. Just 20 years ago, our government would criticize China for its criminal activity. Now they won't do it because our government is adopting their policies.
Exactly.
Well, Larry, I mean, even USA Today, Piers Morgan points to a bigger issue. They point out that it is our own media piling up with foreign governments and foreigners who are flooding the social media, lobbying to take our guns. This is really, it'd be sedition if they were citizens. This is subversion, but we're so accustomed to it, we don't even call it that. I call it subversion to have Russian and Chinese media published in this country saying, take my rights. That is outrageous.
And I guess the silence that is kind of deafening is the silence of our government not telling the Chinese that we really don't need their comments about a free society, since they obviously don't understand freedom. That's about as polite.
No,
as
no, our media says we've got to do it because they say so. It's incredible. Dianne Feinstein says that. What do you expect them to try to do, not just with her bill, but others? What's the time frame? Obama said yesterday his priority is open borders and gutting the Second Amendment. What's your battle plan?
Well, there's a bunch of anti-Second Amendment bills in. I don't expect them to be successfully pursued either in the Senate or the House. What we have seen is that yesterday and now today, two bills pretty much the same have been filed to do away with gun-free school zones. And I think that's terrific. Congressman Stockman was the first one in, and he has taken the offensive. He's not talking about, oh, you shouldn't be taking our semi-automatics. Well, yeah, of course they shouldn't. We know that. But what we should be doing is working to get rid of the invitation that's posted around every school for mass murder. No guns beyond this point. This is a gun-free zone. Hey, sure it is. That's just insanity, and that's defined as repeating the same thing and expecting a different result each time. And if they want to believe something like that, that's fine. But as for the rest of us, we've got to say, no, we're not playing by those rules.
I agree. We've got to get on the offense and point out that it's the government and the liberals, the tyrants, because they're not really liberals, creating the gun-free zones and advertising it, that is absolutely responsible for this.
And then they want to blame us gun owners after they created the zone that was the shooting fish in the barrel zone.
For those that don't know, more than 10 bills have now been introduced in Congress. How many do you expect to be introduced before this session is up?
Oh, it'll be a lot. But I think there's going to be some even more coming from the good guys. And those have a chance because even as Senator Coburn put a measure on a spending bill, it was a credit card bill, actually, horrible bill, but he knew it was going to pass because the president really wanted it. And he was able to get the long-time ban on guns in national parks done away with. He took a House measure, put it on an amendment to a spending measure, finance measure, and off it went. The president signed it.
No, no, you're right. Instead of defending against him, we do that 50%. The other 50, offense, to get them off balance. I'm going to talk about more ways to get on the offense in our final segment with Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Get over there and join it today and get their free...
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Don't forget, we are not funded by the Russian government like RT is calling for the end of the Second Amendment. We're not funded by the blood of the Chinese people like their Politburo has with their media outlets calling for the end of our Second Amendment. We're funded by you. So support our sponsors at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, GetPrisonPlanet.tv, nightly news memberships, 10 memberships for $5.95 a month. Buy the books, the videos. Buy the InfoWars magazine in bulk and get it out to people. All of it at InfoWars.com and spread the word. We're growing, but we're getting more and more opposition because we're having an effect. Now, Gunners of America Chairman Larry Pratt is with us. It's also important to join gun owners or at least sign up for the free email alerts. Up to the minute on the gun grabs, you can defend the Republic. We're having victories like in Illinois yesterday. Moving fast. Why not get on the offense too, sir, with bringing up Fast and Furious? Hey, Obama, why don't you cry for all the dead Mexican kids you killed shipping guns into Mexico?
Yeah, the idea that guns need to be banned in the United States, such as Dianne Feinstein and other members of Congress are proposing, and not a word about having armed the Mexican cartel, thanks to a United States government program, Fast and Furious. These people are, they understand staying on offense. You catch them red-handed, and all they tell you is, so do you believe me? Are you lying eyes?
Oh, I mean, the incredible amount of lying. What has it done, though, where they denied they wanted our guns all these years when we have their own publications saying they want total abolition, that now they're out in the open? I see this, if we seize the moment, totally blowing up in their face and reversing everything they've done.
I think so, too. I've had that sense that maybe my good friend Piers Morgan, I maybe haven't told you, but I'm thinking of setting up a fan club, and I'll be the head of it. He brought us more new members than we've had in a long time at one time. And I think that so has outraged people. And frankly, I think it showed some, when I've talked to other conservative groups in Washington, it really encouraged them to realize that, you know, we don't have to just sit there and be sort of a captive tied to a chair and take our beating.
Exactly. These fake liberals aren't liberals. They're authoritarians. Call them authoritarians. And don't let them sit in the position of authority, in fake moral authority, and always put us on the defense and tell us we're child killers when they're the child killers. I mean, if we're child killers, they're 10 times the child killer.
Yeah, well, first of all, we don't support abortion, most of us.
Exactly.
There's a big exemption right there. And a lot of children get killed in the genocides of dictatorial governments all around the world. And the pattern was very clear. The guns and other weapons were collected first before the real killing got started.
We've got an article up at InfoWars.com that is a special video we did, Larry, exposing democide, governments killing 290-plus million people in the last century after gun control, and it's got all the proof and all the facts. Very important to get that out to people. In closing, in the 1 minute we have left, anything else you want to warn people about? During the break you said executive orders. He may still do that, though.
That is a real problem. He could simply say you can't buy a handgun over a certain caliber and on up, and you can't buy a long gun if it takes a detachable magazine. That would be illegal. It would be unconstitutional. But that doesn't seem to be a problem for this president. And we'd eventually beat him in court. But the dealers would have no choice but to comply, because if he pulls their license, they're out of business that second. And
that's
so,
right.
That's quite a barrel to have us over.
You know, I just thought of something. We need a gun owners, not a gun shop union, so that they can stand up to the ATF, because you know how brutal they are. They're nice mom and pops, you name it. I mean, they really are gangsters, because I've experienced them repeatedly. And people, I've never been around feds that act like people out of Goodfellas. I mean, tell you, the ATF's a joke. Larry Pratt, thank you so much. Gun Owners of America.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.